Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. Our guest today is Carrie Truman, author of Seriously Good Freezer Meals, 150 easy recipes to save your time, money, and sanity. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Kara. I'm so excited to talk with you today.
So first of all, tell us what makes a seriously good freezer meal.
So number one, it has to taste good, obviously. It's a meal that you'd make ahead and package up and freeze. Almost all my freezer meal recipes are frozen in the raw or uncooked state, you know, so they're frozen and then cooked fresh the day you eat it. You know, you're saving time while getting super delicious food and it's fresh tasting. So, yep, that's what that is.
I feel like a big part of cooking for freezer meals is about meal planning and doing a little bit more work initially so that there's less work down the line. Can you talk a little bit about sort of the theory and how you learned to start cooking this way?
Sure. When I first started making freezer meals, I was like a young mom. I've had four kids, and life was just super crazy. Life is busy. And I realized, you know, I was just overwhelmed at dinner time. And so I'd be, you know, feeding the kids cold cereal for dinner or, you know, hot dogs. It was just happening too often. And I knew I wanted to have really good quality meals at the table, but I was just so overwhelmed and busy all the time and didn't really plan ahead. Then, yeah, one day I heard about freezer meals and learned about it. And I decided I'm going to do that. And I made 30 freezer meals in a day. And that was so awesome. And I fell in love with making ahead and doing freezer meals. And so I've been doing it ever since. It's been such a huge help. It's so nice to just go to my freezer and pull out the day's dinner because I've already done all the work ahead. So it's amazing. I have loved every minute of saving all the time and money and just being able to give my family really healthy food.
I love that you dedicate the cookbook to your freezer, which is so adorable and so well-earned. I think sometimes people feel like in order to do this, they need to have like the second deep freezer in the garage or, you know, really dedicate all the space to making it possible. Can you talk a little bit about organization and how to make this work, even if you don't have the biggest fridge or freezer in the world?
Of course. Yeah, I actually started doing that 30 freezer meals in a day, and I just had the normal standard sized freezer. I did not have, you know, the bigger freezers outside. You know, all I had was a little standard size freezer, and I just basically, if you want to do that many freezer meals at once, I did have to like clean out my little freezer, and basically it was all used for those 30 meals. You know, basically you can't fit another little tub of ice cream in there, but you know what? It was still worth it to me. Now with people that don't want necessarily to do 30 freezer meals in a day. In fact, you know, one of the things that I hear people doing all the time that don't want to do so many would be to just every day, double or triple your dinners, and you would eat one of them that night and then put one or two in the freezer for another time. And you do that for a week straight and you have seven freezer meals in your freezer to enjoy it another time. So there's no right or wrong way to do freezer meals. It just never works for you, really.
I think sometimes the thing that people are most concerned about when thinking about freezer meals is freezer burn and just generally how to maintain the quality of the food over time. What are some of your tips for making sure that everything you put in the freezer is going to be just as delicious when it comes out?
So first off, for quality and the best tasting meals, I always suggest to not, you know, cook your meals all the way first. Before freezing and then just reheating, because that's basically like reheating leftovers. And I don't know about you, but I don't really care for leftovers and the flavors aren't as fresh tasting and things. So basically all my freezer meals are, you know, you freeze them in their raw state and then you thaw and you bake them fresh on the day of. So that way you get the best flavors, and it makes it taste just as good as the day you would have made it. And as for freezer burn, the big trick to making sure your meals don't get bad, it would be to get all the air out of your bags and any baking dishes and things like that. Air is what causes freezer burn. So if you, some people will use a vacuum sealer on their freezer meals, or if you're using a gallon sized bag, you just make sure and get all the air out. One tip I have is I like to put plastic wrap down on my baking dishes first, instead of just going straight to like putting foil over the top of the baking dishes to put them in the freezer. So you'd put plastic wrap and I would press down and getting out as much air as possible, and then cover that with foil on top of that. So just getting out all the air and making sure that, you know, you keep your freezer meals around, you know, between 4 to 6 months max for the best quality.
Before we continue, a quick word from our podcast sponsor. Santa and his magic unicorn had a picnic by a campfire and were friends forever. No, it's not a Mad Lib. It's Beautiful Briny Sea Artisan Dry Goods Company. Beautiful Briny Sea makes products using locally grown herbs, forage mushrooms, and organic spices sourced from sustainably guided growers and purveyors. They're based in Atlanta, Georgia, and from start to finish, their super unique salts and sugars are 100% handmade. They've got Santa salt with rosemary, pink peppercorn, and sea salt, and Magic Unicorn all-purpose seasoning with smoked paprika, garlic, and rosemary. The Friends Forever salt has granulated honey and sea salt, perfect for sweet and savory popcorn, sweet potatoes, and glazed carrots. And their Campfire salt has reviewers saying, "I could cook cardboard, and with this salt, people would think it's the best thing they ever ate." Go to www.beautifulbrinysea.com and use promo code CLEVER to receive 15% off your first order today. That's Beautiful Briny Sea, BRINYSEA.com. And now, back to our podcast. When people think about freezer meals, too often they immediately think of casseroles or lasagnas, but this book is so much more than that. Can you talk about some of the most surprising things that you figured out can be made into freezer meals and some of the unexpected recipes in this book?
I've had a lot of fun trying to figure out the best different types of foods you can freeze ahead. Some of the best ones that I really had fun with would be things like my homemade pizza kit recipe. Basically, I make this dough that you would freeze in the raw state, and you don't have to roll it out. It comes out of the bag after it's thawed on the counter or whatever, and then you can press it onto some parchment and bake it and add your sauce and add your cheese and all those little toppings and stuff. So that one was a really fun one, learning to make a fresh homemade pizza dough. And let's see, another one maybe would be like some of the breakfast items. I have had breakfast burritos before, and sometimes they were, you know, just the eggs were like dry and like the tortillas were soggy by the time you thawed them and cooked them, and just it wasn't really good. And so I had a lot of fun playing around and testing different ways to make it taste really good. And so I learned that if you do this special technique with your eggs, it will reduce the amount of water that will come out of the eggs after they've been cooked, and therefore keeping your eggs more fluffy, and then they won't, you know, sog up your burritos, shells, your tortillas or whatever. So, I mean, I just had a lot of fun making and developing all these recipes.
One of the things that I was so surprised and excited to see in this book was all this information about freezing dairy. I sort of grew up with the understanding that you can't freeze most dairy. It gets grainy, the texture doesn't hold up, but it turns out there's a lot of things that you can freeze. Can you talk a little bit about that and some of the cheeses that are the best candidates for freezer meals?
Sure. So, dairy can be difficult sometimes. There are some things that can be frozen and some things that are, yeah, definitely a little more challenging and we have texture change stuff. Number one, butter. You can freeze butter and then thaw it and it will be absolutely fine. Some of the cheeses, it's best to do hard cheeses. Now, If you've ever frozen a giant block of cheddar cheese or whatever, you'd know that if you thaw it, it can get all crumbly. But if you go ahead and shred your cheese first and freeze it that way, then it thaws and it's a perfect nice texture. It stays pretty much this exact same. And when you actually add dairy to different sauces, or like say sour cream or some cream cheeses, sometimes you can add those to different sauces, like some different bakes or casseroles or things like that, and they bake up just fine. However, if you wanted to just freeze, say, sour cream and try to thaw it, it will have a texture change. So there's just lots of different things that you can freeze, and some things will be a little more challenging with dairy.
Carrie, thank you so much for talking with us today. It's such a useful, fascinating book, and I think will really help people use their freezer more to cook all kinds of delicious things at home. So thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Check out the book, Seriously Good Freezer Meals, 150 Easy Recipes to Save Your Time, Money, and Sanity. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.